Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Today is February 16th, 9:03 a.m. This is a special meeting of the Permanent Community Impact Board. We've got just a couple items we wanted to discuss today. Very much appreciate the board members making time on short notice to be here. It's close to not having a quorum, but I think we do. So our first order of business, Candace, will be a roll call to see to make sure we do have a quorum. So if you'll proceed with that.
Thank you. Chairman Heaton.
I'm here.
Treasurer Oaks is absent. Jim Webb.
Yes, I'm here.
Scott Bartholomew. He is not here because he's at a funeral. Jack Lytle is not here because he's at UAC, or I probably said the wrong meeting, but he is chairing another meeting. Dean Baker?
I'm here.
Kyle Stevens?
Here.
Jerry Taylor?
Yes, I'm here.
Tudor Ogden?
Yes, I'm here.
Bruce Adams? Still at odds with getting in. Nagi Zanotti.
Here.
Okay. Chairman Heaton, all accounts for except for Bruce Adams, and we will wait to...
Bruce is signing in on his phone right now. I gave him a phone number. His problem is he doesn't have a Zoom account to even sign in. That's what's holding him up, so... We'll work on that after this meeting.
Okay. Of note to the board, there will be an email sent, and Chairman Heaton will probably remind you of that, with a different link in it. It's a Google link. I hope all people have Google. And we will exit the Zoom. Make sure you log out of the Zoom and log into the new one. Then you'll have to log out of the closed session and log back in, good luck, to the Zoom to continue with the open portion of the meeting and do votes and motions. And I turn the time over to you, our chairman.
Thank you, Candace. Hopefully you all understand that. If not, we'll clarify again before we make the change and reach out to a member of staff if you have any questions. We basically just have a couple items today. One of those will be a discussion of litigation, pending litigation, subject to Utah Code 9.2, 52-42051. And then the other item is regarding the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition. And as we have no minutes or other business before us, we'll just jump right into that item. The Seven County Coalition has a contract with the CIB and the state of Utah for administration. And the way that the board elected to administer that contract was through annual tranches of $750,000 each year. The existing tranche is expiring next month, and as we're not having another meeting and they've almost burned through the existing tranche, it behooves this board to deal with this at this point in time. I don't know if we have Executive Director McKee on the phone or not. Are you with us, Mr. McKee?
Thank you, Keith. I don't know whether you can hear me or not. I'm hooked in through Brian's phone. For some reason, I can't get through on the link. So I don't know if you can hear that or not.
We hear you loud and clear. So if you or a member of your team would like to go ahead and give us an update on where things are at and formalize the request, that would be appropriate.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Director. I really appreciate that, Keith, and good morning, members of the board. We appreciate being able to visit with you for a few minutes this morning, and thank you for having this meeting this morning. I thought we'd just do this very briefly. I hope that you all have a copy of a memo that was provided to CIB staff. And on that second page, and I'll just do this very quickly, but as you are aware, when we were funded, we appreciated that we were funded at $3 million at $750,000 a year over a four-year period. And as we have gone through that, we've gone through the first tranche. And as Keith just mentioned, we're nearing the end of the second tranche of funding of $750,000. And so what we're requesting is now the third tranche. And if you look at the chart that's on that second page, and hopefully that is showing up in a color to you. But as you look at the second tranche, and a lot of the narrative we have on this page has to do with particular items we did and have done in the second tranche. And I'll just kind of go through those really quickly. But as you're aware, we do have the a separate funding account with the Uinta Basin Railway. However, my wages and my is coming out of this general planning grant that we do that. And but anyway, on the Uinta Basin Railway itself, and I think most of you are familiar with that, but the Surface Transportation Board recently issued a decision relating to the licensure for the operation of the Uinta Basin Railway. So that was a huge accomplishment. For those of you that have been involved in what's called 404 permits, that's from the Army Corps of Engineers, that's also an extremely significant accomplishment, and that has happened as well as the programmatic Section 106 agreement. And our private partners fully engaged, and we're really pleased with how that is moving forward. And we continue to support the San Rafael Research Center, and we appreciate what is happening with the counties down there and the support and everything that the CIB has given to the research center. That is a project that Seven County Coalition initially started and brought.
Can you hear me okay, Candace?
Yes.
Would you? Can you hear me okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. We hear you great.
Okay, thank you. But anyway, we also received legislative funding for the San Rafael Research Center. We continue to support that as a coalition, and we continue to help with items, including trying to help with some funding through some federal grants with the and part of that's through the University of Utah, and you know, ideally that becoming an innovation center. And the commissioners down there are doing a tremendous job, and we appreciate all the work and support that CIB has, as a board, and as the CIB staff, the great work that they've done down there. I think that is an extremely exciting project that's happening. Not so much with the funding. We have separate funding that we were allocated to the legislature for the Eastern Utah Regional Connection, but we continue to support that. Some of the things that we've been working on most recently have been high-level planning, but we have a request in and working to help the San Juan County in that general area down there in supporting high-level planning for help with water and infrastructure projects. We continue to help in general planning, engineering support, general funding of a number of different things that we've striving to do. And so with that request, if you look at the pages there, you'll see that our requests are fairly closely aligned with what we've done in the past. There are some adjustments, but those are our best estimates as we move forward with the next tranche of funding. And so we would like to petition and request your continued support. I do believe that there's a lot of really good things happening in our communities and the things that's been happening. Some of you, I think probably yourselves, were involved with the governor's Utah roadmap, your roadmap that was outlined. and many of those projects that was outlined in that rural roadmap initiative by the governor are projects that the coalition has, that we're involved with. And with that, let me just ask Brian, Brian, is there anything that you would like to maybe just take a minute on or add or clarify if you had just a minute if you want to?
Thanks, Mike. I think you've covered it well. It's a fairly simple table there. Hopefully it's clear to you. It shows all three tranches. Tranche one is clear. Tranche two is yellow. And, the request for tranche three, this that we'd like to move into is in the green color there. So not any real major swings. We've tried to be very careful about the expenditure of these funds, recognizing that they need to go as far as they can absolutely go. As the coalition takes a look at these projects. So thanks, Mike. That's all I would add.
Thank you, Brian. And with that, Keith, thank you for the opportunity to visit about this for a couple of minutes, and we'll turn it back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Brian. Brian, appreciate your technical assistance in getting Mike patched through. That's very creative. So obviously we've got a good engineering team on this project, so appreciate that. I just want to add before we go to the board for questions, I meet and staff meets with the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition at a minimum twice a month, and they've been very good to communicate the status of their projects and the successes and challenges and overall, they've been a very good partner over the last year. I did have one quick question before I go to the board, though, and that's the insurance line item. Initially, insurance was $3,000. Last year, it nearly doubled, and the budget for this year is double that at $6,000. I'm just wondering why insurance would be so much more expensive over the last 2 years. And perhaps you don't know that right off the cuff, but I figured I'd ask.
I wish I was prepared to answer that question, Keith. If you look at tranche two under the actual, it's $5,656. And so that was the projection of $6,000. I'm not sure what caused that to go up. We can certainly get that answer to you, Keith. I'm not prepared to answer that question at the moment.
All right. Yeah, I didn't expect that you necessarily would be. I just find it kind of strange that 2 years ago we were paying $3,000, and then last year it jumped up so significantly. If you'll let me know, that would be great. So at this point, let's just go to the board. Any questions from board members?
Yeah, I have a...
Go ahead, Tudor.
Questions. And I sit on both of these boards, but I guess a little clarification on this tranche three. Is that the last of these tranches?
There's actually one tranche after this, Commissioner Ogden. So when we complete, which is we're almost out of, we will be halfway through the funding. So there's a third tranche. So there's $750,000. In four different tranches, and tranche two will have completed the second tranche of four. So we would be moving into the third tranche.
Yeah, I got one other question. Are we going to eventually get to the Seven County Coalition where they're going to be self-funding? The funds in the CIB, I don't know if you're aware of this, Mike, but the funds in there are pretty minimal, and we need to start looking at other means and ways of financing this because we've got a lot of requests in there.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Ogden, and I appreciate that question. And so let me answer that in two parts. And I know that you're familiar with this, Commissioner Ogden, but just for the other board members, two things that I think should be exciting to the Community Impact Board itself is as this railroad is completed, We have a contract with the private party, with UBRY, Drexel Hamilton. And in that contract, it addresses two items. They're both items. One is the full amount of funding that is expended on this rail will be returned to the coalition. And then by contract that we've already signed with the Community Impact Board, the seven-county coalition will return those funds back to the CID. And so that money will be coming back as this is commercialized. That money will come back to the CID board. There's a second part of that contract, and the second part of that contract is the UBRY will issue a check to the Seven County Coalition at the time of commercialization, $500,000 a year over a period of 30 years. And so that will certainly help go a long way. In an ideal world, I would like to be able to, as we work in moving forward, to find other revenue-generating projects to enhance that. But that's where we're at right now. And Commissioner Osborne, thank you for that question. I appreciate that.
I see that Mr. Stevens has his hand raised. Mr. Stevens, if you'll unmute and address the board.
Okay, thank you. I just had a question relative to the strategic partnering line item there, where it shows in tranche two the budget estimate was $10,000, but the actual is $106,000. I just wondered what the explanation was for that significant increase.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate, again, the question. And I'm hoping I'm getting these categories right. And so, Brian, you may need to help me with that. But we participated in a plan down in Sevier County in a strategic development plan of the communities down there. And I believe that I don't remember the exact amount of money, but I believe it was a little less than $40,000 is my recollection on that. And we also participated in a little bit different way, but in a planning effort with Daggett County, and I believe that was $50,000. And then there's been I'd have to make sure how these categories all fall out, but there was also a small study that we did in relationship to natural resource study that was done. I think it's around $10,000.
You're right, Mike. It was Utah Office of Energy Development for $10,000, the Sevier County and surrounding areas study for $46,250, and then Daggett County was $50,000.
Okay, thank you for that explanation.
And again, thank you for the question. Thank you.
Other questions from board members? If you have any, just speak up.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, my hands are up.
Mr. Zanotti?
We have one or two new members on the board. Is it appropriate to ask Mike to give us a just brief background who are or what is SCIC? What was the purpose of this organization and what we're trying to accomplish? Because if you're going to ask for a vote, they need to be informed. What is this SCIC? What the purpose of this particular organization, why they're here to ask for money.
Excellent point. Mike and Brian, can you kind of give us a quick 30,000-foot overview for those new board members?
Yes, thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that question. We believe the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition is it's an organization to be able to do some things that probably just plain would not be able to happen if it was not for this organization. And we really do appreciate the help and support that we've had on this. But as we just mentioned, some of these projects that we're involved in, I think sometimes you have certain types of things that are almost too big for a county or a couple counties to do. And yet, sometimes it's really not something that the state would do. And I think the railroad is an excellent example of that. I think being able to provide that energy research center, I give full credit to our counties and everything that's involved down there. But I don't know that we would have that energy research center had we not been involved in doing the things we did, particularly early on. And so, and when the organization was first developed, the mandate that we had at that time was, you know, to have these really good projects, as we've mentioned. And the early idea was that they would be revenue generating and producing. As we have moved forward from that,